Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. Hurry! These July 4th deals won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Visit your nearby Lowe's on South High Street in Columbus.
This is CBS Eye on the World, Hotel Mars, Episode N. I'm John Batchelor. David Livingston, Dr. Space of the Space Show, is here as my colleague and co-host. And we're delighted to welcome again to the show a man who has helped us a great deal understand the solar system we're happily living in, Harold Connolly. He is the mission sample scientist for OSIRIS-REx, which is now designated into a new mission, headed to APOFIS, I believe. However, meantime, the sample return from asteroid Bennu is a joy to speak of, because in it, it contains not just mysteries, but possibilities of how our planet Earth came together once upon a time. Harold, it's a treat to talk. Thank you very much. However, I divert our attention before we discuss what's inside Bennu to what's outside Bennu, which is now a concern of Bennu in 157 years striking Earth, meaning that we're talking about a near-Earth object, NEO, that concerns everyone eventually, NASA in particular. However, I do not recall Bennu being given this level of concern the last time we talked. This is a new thing that they calculated Bennu's orbit hitting Earth in 157 years. Maybe. Is this new? Harold, good evening to you.
Good evening to you. Thanks once again for having me on. I really enjoy being with both of you. I'm not exactly sure of the change here, because the current status is that it's a 1 in 2,700% chance that Bennu will collide with Earth in 2182, I think is the date. So that still hasn't changed in its rigor. So I think right now we continue to refine what we know about Bennu. And as we analyze a sample, we will be able to return back to our original calculations and check that again. So that's the key point. The analysis is going on, and we'll be able to check our calculations in more detail.
Then I press the point because this is an exciting article in magazines. Bennu is somewhere between 300 to 1,000 meters. Is that still consistent with your understanding?
That's correct. Its major diameter is about 540-odd meters.
And that is a rubble pile, a loose rock, solid? How do we
correct. It's a rubble pile asteroid. Most of those small asteroids like Bennu and Ryugu are rubble piles, which means an accumulation of various size ranges of rocks that are held very loosely together by gravity.
So just to get established right away as the end of the world, a 300 to 1,000 meter wide asteroid rubble pile hitting the Earth in 2182, if it did, would cause a nuclear winter for several hundred years, which would lead to a complete change of the creatures on the planet, is the assumption, if you follow through on the logic of what happens when we've been hit before. This is a one in every 100,000 or 200,000 year chance. So I say it's a very slim chance, but it's there. And it's an opportunity to talk about near-Earth objects, NEOs. Well, my understanding is that there's a Torino scale invented to talk about the threat of asteroids, and I do not believe that Bennu gets much respect on the Torino scale. It'd be down below, somewhere in the ones or very low ones. There's a new asteroid, however, that doesn't have an exciting name that's said to be a 2 or 3 on the Torino scale. What does that mean, to be a 2 or 3?
That means that basically, and I will go back to what you said, by the way, yes, we have learned a lot from the impact that made the dinosaurs go extinct, basically, right? So we do know a lot about that. And instant global climate change occurs when you have a large impact on Earth. The Torino scale. So, it's actually meaning that there's a keyhole probability of impacting is a little bit higher. than some other asteroids we know. And what that means is that there is a keyhole or a window of which the orbit will take it close to Earth, where the Earth's gravity may pull it in. And if it goes through that little keyhole area, then it might go through and be pulled in. It's not 100% probability of it going into that little area or keyhole that it would be pulled in. So that's the key point. It's not as so simple as a straight prediction, much like the weather is not a straight prediction either.
David, before we move on to the critical stuff of what's inside Bennu, do you have a question about the very, very, very small possibility of a strike in 157 years? Go ahead, David.
So, Harold, they calculate the odds of these NEOs hitting Earth, this one in 157 years. Is there any calculation of the odds of our ability to deflect, destroy, or mitigate in 157 years? Because I know what's going on with the new asteroid, and they're pretty much on top of that one. So in 157 years, if it went through the keyhole, do we even care?
Well, I care, even though I won't be here. I will point out that part of the calculation also looks at how it's moving now, and that depends on its trajectory remaining the same. And that depends on us knowing the composition of the material, for which we only have three really solid data points for asteroids and potential cousins of those asteroids. So I think in 150 years, humans are amazing. I suspect by 150 years, we will have understood much better planetary protection, including diverting some of our resources to learning how to properly deflect asteroids so that won't hit the Earth. I'm optimistic about that, very much so.
I make the rhetorical point, and I'll leave it alone, that more and more asteroids are being discovered because we're getting better at it. And the Vera Rubin telescope, now under construction, I believe, in Chile, is going to make a constant map of the sky every night. And that'll give us even more near-Earth objects around us. So these are early days for what... If you run out of things to worry about under one gravity, we'll give you lots to worry about under very, very small gravity, which describes an asteroid. It's time to go to the asteroid Bennu, because that's the joy here. Harold Connolly is the mission sample scientist for OSIRIS-REx. That's the probe built wonderfully over many years that brought back a sample of Bennu. And what's inside Bennu is most promising. David Livingston, Dr. Space, this is Hotel Mars. Good for another 157 years.
Stay tuned for more of CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
I'm Rodney Williams.
And I'm Travis Holloway. Welcome to The Wealth Break.
Let's be honest. Building wealth doesn't look the same for everyone. It's not just about saving. It's about investing. It's about navigating systems that weren't built for you, embracing your hustle, and relying on your community to create something bigger.
And that's exactly why we created The Wealth Break. We made something different, something more human. It's not just another financial podcast. It's a conversation about real life, real struggles, and real wins.
We're here to talk about the journey. You're here from people who've broken barriers, found creative ways to succeed, and learned to build wealth on their terms. Whether it's the first-time homeowner, a gig worker, or someone turning a side hustle into a six-figure business, we're bringing you their stories.
And we're not stopping at success stories. We're breaking down the realities, like what it means to take risk, how to navigate failure, and why resilience matters. Because wealth isn't about money. It's about creating a life where you can thrive and help others to do the same.
So if you're ready for a podcast as much as about people as it is about money, you're in the right place.
Listen to The Wealth Break podcast on the iHeartRadio app.
Does Friendly have a taste? If it does, it's probably like Hello's peppermint-flavored anti-plaque and whitening toothpaste. Brush away plaque, show tartar who's boss, and remove surface stains to naturally whiten. Hello's thoughtful and flavor-forward products make brushing your teeth feel like a confetti-filled bathroom dance party. So say hello to Hello with the always cruelty-free, never tested on animals toothpaste that's made to spread smiles. Visit HelloProducts.com and let Hello add some everyday yay into your life.